Hi, this is Earth in Tune, and I'm your host, Janice. This is a show that features music that mentions something about Earth or nature. And this is the 13th chapter of the rain version of the show. Songs in this version mention rain in the lyrics, and I'm going to cheat a little bit on this theme and include songs that mention Ukraine. After all, there is rain in Ukraine. The war that Russia has launched against Ukraine has many people feeling helpless about what to do to stop the devastation. Musicians have used their music as an outlet and to raise awareness. Today, I have on the show Roseburg resident and musician Ken Carlone with his song, We Are Ukraine. It's fun to be interviewing someone for the show that not only have I known for a very long time, but someone that is a friend and a neighbor. So welcome to the show, Ken.
Glad to be here.
So tell us about yourself, where you're from, and how did you find yourself in Roseburg?
Well, I grew up in Connecticut and discovered Oregon when I came out to a wedding of a childhood friend of mine, another musician buddy of mine, who got married out in Portland in the Rose Garden. And I had a little bit of time to explore the area and absolutely fell in love with Oregon and the Northwest in general and went back to Connecticut. I was in graduate school at the time, finished up my master's and put everything I owned in my rusty VW square back and drove out to Oregon with really no prospects. But ultimately got lucky, landed a job at Oregon State University. And
so when did you start playing music or writing and singing songs?
My parents gave me guitar lessons starting at age 9. When I was 12 years old, I got into my first garage band. And I think the first song we learned was Last Train to Clarksville by the Monkees. And so I just continued on. And then in my early 20s, I started writing, but I didn't really hit my stride as a songwriter till really I was in my 50s. I just turned 68. So I didn't really start writing a lot until the last, couple of decades. And I have to say that during the pandemic, my music really kind of languished. A lot of folks, really worked on their chops and coming out the other side of the pandemic, better, stronger musicians, writing a bunch of songs, kind of went the opposite way with me. I really didn't. I mean, if I picked up my instrument once a week, I was kind of lucky. And that's...
I know that the music wasn't your main career. What did you do as a profession?
I taught at the local community college here, Umpqua Community College, for 31 years. I'm a trained biologist, ecologist, and so I spent the early part of my career working in various labs at universities, but then wound up getting the teaching job at UCC. Since I retired in 2018, I've continued to do work with ecosystem restoration. Kind of did my career backwards. When I was young and strong, I was standing up in front of a class and sitting in front of a computer. And now that I'm a 68-year-old guy, I'm out there slinging a chainsaw and hauling brush. I'm happy to be putting theory into practice.
Well, I know at UCC, you formed your connection with Ukraine. Tell us how you made that connection.
Yeah, there was a program that was actually a U.S. State Department program called Open World, and it formed shortly after the breakup of the Soviet Union when all the individual Soviet republics became independent countries, and Ukraine was no exception. And originally, the idea was to take professionals that had only lived under a Soviet system, really a communist system, and to teach them how to set up banking systems and how to sort of enter the Western form of commerce and economics. But then it branched out into academic exchanges. And so UCC had a relationship with two universities in Ukraine, one in central Ukraine, Kremenchuk, and the other in far Western Ukraine, in Ushkhorod. And so as part of the exchange, delegations of academics would come to Roseburg and they would stay at the homes of folks in Roseburg. And so they would get to stay with host families and not only do what they were doing during the day with their official programs, but then they would be able to spend time in the evenings and on the weekends doing things. Going to the Brew Fest, for example, we had a delegation come at the right time. And, you know, Ukraine's a beautiful country, and Western Ukraine is a forested country as well, but it's much more like Vermont or New Hampshire or something. And for people to come out here and see just the scale of the forest and the size of the trees and Crater Lake was just jaw-dropping for them. And so it was really fun to show them our part of the world. My wife and I visited Ukraine in 2018, and they got to show us their little beautiful part of the world. And it was a fantastic opportunity to be shown that part of the world by the people who live there, who couldn't be more kind, more generous, more giving, more open people. We just absolutely fell in love, something I'll never forget.
Yeah, and I'm sure that those deep connections that you had with the people that were staying with you brought out a lot of emotion when we started knowing that Russia was invading the country that you had visited and had personal friends there.
We were absolutely terrified. Fortunately, most of the five delegates that stayed with us, most of them were from Ushgorod, which is, it's probably the safest part of Ukraine. So it's right on the Slovakian border that our friends in Ushgorod weren't in immediate danger. And our friends in Kremenchuk, even though they're closer to the war in the east, they're in the central part of the country, and they were hit with 9 rockets that destroyed a heating plant there. And so I immediately emailed my friend who was from Kremenchuk, and he's an engineer, and he had done a lot of engineering work in both of those plants to make them more efficient and ecologically friendly. And his work just got blown up. So far, you know, our friends in Kyiv have been in the most danger, of course, because in the early part of the war, that's where it was hot. And so we managed to get some funds to a friend of ours so that he could buy gas to run a van of refugees out of the city, took them west to safe places. So yeah, I was just frantic in the beginning of the war, trying to get money to people to buy emergency wound dressings and tourniquets and helmets. And our friends now have, just in the last couple of days, have given us some good leads on reliable Ukrainian charities where all the money goes to the resources to not only fight the war, of course, and you know, I'm not buying bullets, I'm buying wound dressings, right? You know, but also because Western Ukraine has been slammed with refugees.
So you came up with a way to raise money by putting this song out as a fundraiser.
We had a trip planned to the Sonoran Desert. And so while we were staying in Tucson and traveling between, I would just write down, you know, lyrics. And then first of all, I sent it up to my friends in Ukraine to peer review, because in it, there's a lot of historical references. And I wanted to make sure that my lyrics were all correct and that I wasn't unwittingly stepping on any sensibilities or saying something that would trigger something that I didn't want it to trigger. But my friends all loved it. And even my pronunciation of Ukraine in Ukrainian at the end of the song was okay. So
I was going to ask you about that.
Ukraina. Yeah. And checked in with my friends and they said, nope, you got it right. My dream is to have as many different artists record that song, you know, in their own way and in their own style and with their own interpretations, you know, in whatever kind of a benefit or fundraising activity. I sent it to, you know, my friend in Kyiv, plays piano beautifully. And I would love it if, you know, he would do a part. And, you know, it would be just so fun to be able to pull together Ukrainian musicians to be able to do a version of the song too. So I'm hoping that people will just use their own creativity, put their own musical stamp on the song, and be able to just, you know, use it in whatever way will, you know, either raise money or raise awareness or raise sympathies to the plight of folks that don't deserve this.
You're just hoping that the musicians will take it and utilize their skills and their infrastructure to raise the money and send it on to Ukraine.
Yeah, I copyrighted the song. It's just a demo. It's a wide open song. And the idea, it would be copyright free to anybody that wants to do a version of it, so long as it, you know, somehow benefits Ukraine. A lot of, you know, people could go in a lot of different directions with it.
All right. Well, we're going to listen to Ken's song, We Are Ukraine. Thank you so much.
We are the lightning, we are the thunder, we are the gathering storm. We are the souls of warrior kings, once more to be reborn. We are the ghosts of the heavenly hundred, we are the poet's refrain. We are the beating heart of a nation, we are Ukraine. We are Ukraine. Too much war for a thousand years and long before. Empires rise, empires fall, but we've prevailed through it all. We are the golden fields of sunflowers, we are the pure blue sky, we are the dream of peace and freedom that will not be denied. We are the hoofbeats of a Cossack charge, sweeping across the plain. We are the people, we are the power, we are the glory, we are Ukraine. We are Ukraine. We are Ukraine. Where wicked schemes of conquest dwell, you best understand this well. No one wants to fight, no one wants to kill, but if you come here to enslave us, we will. We won't back up and we won't back down. We won't give in and we won't give out. Gonna stand our ground, stand by each other, shoulder to shoulder, sister to brother. Wherever in this world there is honor and duty, wherever dignity reigns, wherever brave people stand up to tyrants, we are Ukraine. We are Ukraine. We are Ukraine. Ukraina. Ukraina.
Since I first set foot on your land, you opened your homes, you welcomed me in. With the children we danced hand in hand. You filled my heart with your music and gave me the warmth of your smiles. As family around one big table, together in blessings and trials, let us sing for unity, pray for peace, join our hands and our hearts for Ukraine. Side by side as one family, let love be our homily, let us stand as one for Ukraine. Till together we stand once again. I first set eyes on your beauty in October 1998. You took me in, though a stranger. We would sit up talking so late. We spoke of country and family. To our health we would all share a toast. Surrounded there by the presence of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Let us sing for unity, pray for peace, join our hands and our hearts for Ukraine. Side by side as one family, let love be our homily. Let us stand as one for Ukraine. Till together we stand once again. Skies of deep blue and fields of wheat match the flag that flies over your land. I pray for your safety, that you might be strong, need the shelter of God's mighty hand. Let us sing for unity, pray for peace, join our hands and our hearts for Ukraine. Side by side as one family, let love be our homily. Let us stand as one for Ukraine. Till together we stand once again. Till together we stand once again.
People fight and think the world's gone cold, mama. People dying when alone in their homes, God. Innocent people take their lives as a joke now. And overseas got the bosses doing talks now. But we still got murder in the big towns of Ukraine. Help Ukraine. The bombs and the guns and the World War III. Could they only just stop and think about this? What are the messages they're teaching their young kids? Violence is the way to sort their problems out. Meanwhile, the soldiers in the streets getting gunned down. Coronavirus taught the world to stick together. And if we'll ever know, we can't get through whatever. Pray for Russia, pray for Ukraine and whoever. God, if only we could love enough to make this all better. People killing, people dying, children hurt, can you hear them crying? Can you practice what you preach if you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us.
I found quite a few songs that were recorded recently for Ukraine. Where is the Love? Pray for Ukraine is originally a Black Eyed Peas song, Where is the Love? From 2003, and it has been modified for the current situation in Ukraine by Lauren Amore, who performed the song in February of this year. She is a singer and songwriter from England. The 22-year-old Amore is apparently a major celebrity on TikTok, which I had to look up to see what it is. TikTok is a video-focused social networking service owned by a Chinese company that allows users to post a variety of short videos ranging from 15 seconds to 10 minutes. This next song is by Matthew Stephen called Blue and Gold. Born Matthew Brown, he is a singer-songwriter who grew up in Arlington, Virginia, and currently lives in Florida. When Russia invaded Ukraine, it inspired him to quickly write, record, and release the song Blue and Gold as a tribute to the people and culture of Ukraine that he fell in love with in 2016 while he was visiting. Music, however, was never a serious career choice. He has a master's of engineering and physics. As of January of this year, Matthew Stephen has quit his engineering job and he is pursuing music full-time.
One of his goals in songwriting is that his songs tell compelling stories.
Saw your flag raised on a pole. I saw it hung from high windows. Saw it as some woven charms wrapped around your children's arms. Oh, you, Ukraine. Oh, you.
Only rarely sung this song in the many years since it was written, because I never thought it would be relevant again. But in the light of one man's bloody and woefully misguided decision to invade a peaceful and threatening neighbor, the song is once again a plea for our common humanity. For the brave Ukrainians fighting against this brutal tyranny, and also the many Russians who are protesting this outrage despite the threat of arrest and imprisonment. We all of us love our children. Stop the war.
In Europe and America, there's a growing feeling of hysteria, conditioned to respond to all the threats and the rhetorical speeches of the Soviet. Mr. Khrushchev said, "We will bury you." I don't subscribe to this point of view.
such an ignorant thing to do if the Russians love their children too. How can I save my little boy from Oppenheimer's deadly toy? There isn't no monopoly of common sense on either side of the political fence. We share the same biology, regardless of ideology. Believe me when I say to you, I hope the Russians love their children too. Precedent to put the words in the mouth of the president. There's no such thing as a winnable war. It's a lie we don't believe anymore. We share the same biology, regardless of ideology. And what might save us, me and you, is that the Russians love their children too.
This is a story of people.
That last song was from Suzy Arku Nyadia, called Ukraine War, released this year. Arku Nyadia is a singer-songwriter who is also senior program editor in New York, where she has worked for ABC Television since 2006. She recently released an album, I Stand With Ukraine, to help raise funds for people affected by the war Russia has waged against Ukraine. She was born in Ghana and immigrated to the United States in 1999 to pursue bachelor's and master's degrees while attending American University. This next song is by Shockocracy, also known as Randolph Shippen. It's called Peace for Ukraine and released on March 1st. This is another artist that was compelled to write a song in support of Ukraine.
I got Ukraine on the brain. Peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Why do you make it so hard to be the bard? Peace on earth, goodwill toward men. I'm trying to be a friend to the human race. You're almost in space. Why is it so hard to be the bard to the human race? Almost in space when you send tanks to the borders. Why is it so hard? Why is it so hard to be the bard when you divide your country so hard? You're sending tanks, no thanks, Vlad. Take them back. Peace for Ukraine. I've got Ukraine on the brain. Peace for Ukraine.
Our own. We're needing help for some.
That last song was performed by a 9-year-old girl of Ukrainian descent singing live just days before the war in Ukraine. Amelia Popovich performed I Draw My Life as the Russians were preparing to invade her beloved country. The song is about the children who did not ask for the war, and yet they are suffering from it every day in Ukraine. Amelia's parents wrote the song in 2019 based on their own experiences in Ukraine, her country of origin. She and her family fled to Italy in 2014. Singing almost entirely in Ukrainian, Popovich, standing in camouflage, sings while tears flow down her face, making for a very powerful image. This next song is Slava Ukraine, performed by Artur Rihai, who was born in Estonia in 1996 and sings in both English and Estonian. He makes videos about the history of Eastern Europe, particularly his home country of Estonia. Slava means glory, and it is his way of honoring the Ukrainian people for their resistance to the Russian invasion of their country. There are a few more songs mentioning Ukraine and the war that was launched by Russia. I hope you find these songs informative and inspirational. Please do what you can to help the people in Ukraine. Each one of us can collectively form an avalanche of support. Ukrainians will continue to fight, especially if they know the world is with them. You have been listening to Earth in Tune on 99.7 KQUA, and I am your host, Janice. I will have more music next week focusing on rain. Thanks for listening.
Slava Ukraini!
Heroyam Slava!
Slava Ukraini!
Heroyam Slava!
Slava Ukraini!
Heroyam Slava!
Слава Україні, слава, слава Україні, слава, слава героям, слава, слава Україні, слава. There's a teacher holding a Kalashnikov. You can see the flame in her eyes. There's a bus driver with a Molotov. You can see the flame in his eyes. There are families without their fathers. You can see the flame in their eyes. The bear has removed its disguise. You can see the flame in my eyes. Slava Ukraine, slava, slava Ukraine, slava, slava героям, слава, слава Україні, слава. Україні, слава! Слава Україні, слава!
Слава
героям, слава! Слава Україні, слава! There's a cry from my mother. Please don't shoot us no more. There's a cry from my father. Please don't shoot us no more. There's a cry from the people, please stop this war. I don't wanna mourn my country. I don't wanna mourn my son. Slava Ukraine, slava, slava Ukraine, slava, slava героям, слава, слава Україні, слава, слава Україні, слава. Слава Україні, слава, слава героям, слава, слава Україні, слава, слава Україні, слава, слава Україні, слава, слава героям, слава, слава Україні, слава.
Слава Україні! sing the blues for Ukraine, a nation under siege. Sing the blues for Ukraine, battered, bruised, she bleeds. Brutalized by a heinous regime, godless, soulless, full of greed. Missiles and bombs scream in the night, blind to the targets they hit. Mothers clutch terrified children, desperate, desperate to escape. Terrorized, maimed and killed, victims of unprovoked conflict. Plotting, scheming, lying, vile, immoral, and cruel. Evil churning deep in their guts, a putrid, sour, poisonous brew. I wish I had the answer. I wish I had a plan. To bring this shameful mayhem to a quick and peaceful end. But until this madness is over, sing the blues for Ukraine. Until this madness is over, sing the blues for Ukraine. Till this madness is over, sing the blues for Ukraine.
Mace Mueller.
You feel me knocking? You feel me knocking? Well, let me in.
I stay here. I stay in Kiev. I'm Vancouver straight. I'm not hiding. I'm not afraid of anyone as much as it takes to win this patriotic war. Lost to have courage, dignity, and hands. The ability to go out and say, I'm here. It's mine. And I won't give it away. My city, my community, my Ukraine. My city, my community, my Ukraine. My city, my community, my Ukraine. My Ukraine. My Ukraine. Every Ukrainian man and woman who protested against the invaders yesterday and today, and will protest tomorrow. Our heroes, we're shouting invaders together with you. We're standing in the squares and streets with you. We're not afraid with you. When invaders open fires and try to drive everyone away, you did not back down. We did not back down. Everyone, we are all in the war. We all contribute to our victory, which would definitely be achieved by the force of arms and army. By the force of words and a diplomacy. By the force of spirits, which the first and second of each of us have. They forgot we are not afraid of paddy wagons and batons. We are not afraid of tanks or machine guns. One of the main things on our side, truth as it is now. Take a look at our country today. Take a look at our country today. Take a look at our country today. Take a look at our country today.
When they come for you, we've all seen this move. try to save our fellow men? How can we turn away when people are dying every day? I hear what other people say, it's not a fight, we need to stay away. Or we could start World War III. The answer is clear to me, it's time to end this tyranny. We have to protect the skies overhead before the cities are all dead. Can't you see where it's leading?